Hey, TK, I'm no expert, but I'm thinking that if we've got beautiful sunny skies today, sunny skies tomorrow morning, and then maybe a little bit of rain tomorrow afternoon, it might be an excellent plan to just skip out of work for the next couple of days and stay home and work on the garden.
Well, that's always a good plan.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want you to know I pay attention to what you talk about when it comes to planting and moisture and that sort of thing, and I think it's a great plan.
Yeah, I do too. Let's all go for it.
All right. Great. We need all to, right. like, schedule a national gardening day.
Yeah, gardening skip day.
Yeah.
I haven't had a skip day since high school, and I had a lot of them then.
Well, or, you so know, kind of in the winter you get a snow day. When the weather's so bad, you shouldn't go out. I think in the summer, you should get a gardening day. Where the weather's so wonderful, you should stay home and
you
work in the
stay
garden.
Stay out.
And that could be, you know, announced in the morning that it was gardening day today, and that everybody should stay home from work and whatever, and garden.
I think you're onto something.
I do too.
I think you're the epicenter of a social change. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So,
the crowd cheers.
Yeah. So, what is going on in the wide world of gardening?
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, pretty ideal weather conditions, and certainly ideal for us to be outside as well as for our plants. But we have in the recent past been dealing with lots of moisture and kind of soggy conditions. And along with those conditions come some issues within our gardens, unfortunately.
My garden's got issues. Everything in my family's got issues.
Yeah. Well, in our tree world, we're noticing a lot of early leaf drop. And we're seeing anthracnose in a lot of ash trees, either black ash or green ash in particular.
All right, say that word again.
Anthracnose, which is a fungus.
Now, that sounds like something to do with spiders.
That's an arachnid.
Okay, I know, but I mean, I was wondering if the word was sharing a common root. We try to educate people on this show.
We do?
We try to raise the level of discourse a little bit.
Ah,
okay. All right. But anyway, so it has nothing to do with spiders.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Right.
But it is a fungal disease that causes early leaf drop, especially, as I mentioned, in green ash and ash trees in particular. But also seeing it on lindens and maples are dropping their leaves early. Not much you can do about it or even want to do about it at this point. It's just sort of a naturally occurring thing when we have that kind of moisture that we've seen the last month or 6 weeks. So people shouldn't panic. More than likely, their trees will re-leaf this year. And if they don't, more than likely, they will next year. So certainly don't go out and do something radical like having them taken down. Also seeing a lot of issues in the garden, a lot to do with slugs. And they're starting to really multiply and doing a lot of damage in people's gardens. And there's some things you can do about that. And most of them are organic and easy to do. There's a couple of products out, and folks can look for a product, and it has iron phosphate in it. So it's a naturally occurring substance. So it's iron and phosphate, which is already in our soils and things. But when you apply this it's little pellets, and you can apply it around your garden. The slugs are actually more attracted to that than they are our leaf tissue of our plants, and they'll go to those and consume that, and actually causes them to dry out or desiccate and die of dehydration. So.
Okay, so that I believe we have a mutual friend, Pat Castellano, who's a huge fan of slugs.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like kind of an ugly thing to do to a slug. I can't say that I've really embraced the slug life.
Uh-huh.
And yet, I'm trying to become a more compassionate person. I mean, there's nothing that we can't get them little tiny tickets and just send them somewhere else.
You can try.
Okay.
But like I mentioned, I mean, they're doing a lot of damage, and certainly in our developing vegetable crops, and I know you don't like green vegetables, but cabbage and lettuce and things like that, chew hundreds of holes through that head of cabbage and destroy it in a matter of a couple of days. So folks, if they want to do that, or if they want their plants to look a certain way. As I mentioned, it's a completely organic product, very humane towards the slug. They don't even know that they're having their last meal.
Oh, yay.
Sorry, Pat.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. That's fine.
And then the other big insect that's doing a tremendous amount of damage that people aren't seeing, and we've talked about this over the years, is an insect called an earwig. And they were named that back hundreds of years ago because they supposedly crawled out of men's wigs into their ears and made them crazy.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, that's why I keep my hair extra short.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway, they're doing a lot of damage, and there's a product that actually works well to control slugs and earwigs together, and it's called Sluggo Plus, and it's got another naturally occurring product in it, so it's completely organic as well. And the slugs are more, or the earwigs are more attracted to that than they are to our beautiful flowers, and kind of a similar fate for them. And earwigs are a huge problem around the United States. They consume people's foundations and gutters and wood siding.
Wow.
And things like that. Yeah. So there's a lot of control that happens down in the southern part of the country. And we've sort of been seeing this insect now the last 7 years or so here because of our change in climate. But lots of damage, and people often don't recognize it, or they don't even see it because it's nocturnal, so it's out at night. And they look like a large, large ant, except they have pinchers on the back. So they will come after you and pinch you if you...
Really?
If you get, yeah, they're, okay, they're big so enough to actually hurt.
So you wake up one morning, you walk to the corner of the living room to open the drapes, your entire house drops 2 feet.
Yes.
And then something darts out and pinches you on top of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder what the point is of getting up in the morning. I really do.
Exactly. Keep the covers over your head and sing kumbaya.
I think so. I think that's where we are today, TK.
I really do. Other than that, things are great in the garden. Get out there and enjoy it. Like you said, it's going to be a perfect couple of days. You know, you can't beat 75 and sunny in Duluth. And certainly a great time to be in the garden. So.
I think I want to go back to that gardening day. Instead of snow day, we'll have a sunny day, and then we'll have Bill Gronseth, you know, contact the appropriate authorities and say, everybody stay home today.
Yes, that's right.
See if Emily Larson, we can get her on board with that. I think it's a plan.
I like your thinking in general, but in this case, even more.
All right. Thanks a lot, TK. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Bye.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners on Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning.